Welcome back to The Download here on 720 WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman. Well, coming up this Friday, the empty bottle is going to go country thanks to the wonderful sounds of Sarah Shook and the Disarmers. I'm afraid of losing, not afraid of losing you, because I don't think of you like a thing of mine. I can just up and lose. I'm afraid of losing, losing everything to you. Sarah Shook is an Americana singer-songwriter from North Carolina who just released a new album on Chicago's Bloodshot Records. It's called Years. It's a follow-up to her record Sidelong, which was re-released last year by Bloodshot. Shook and her band, their backup band, the Disarmers, bring us a tremendous effort with Years, which combines lyrics about heart and heartache with a great sound featuring a traditional slide guitar fused with a more straight-ahead rock and roll. Sarah Shook and the Disarmers are playing Empty Bottle this Friday night, and she's going to be doing an acoustic set at Bloodshot headquarters on Sunday. But first, she's with us on The Download tonight. Sarah, thanks for joining us.
Yes, thanks for having me.
So let's talk about this. Obviously, you're from North Carolina to come in and play Chicago. What does it mean to play Chicago, be a part of Bloodshot's family?
It means a lot of touring and running around like crazy. It's going to be good to be back in Chicago. The last time we were there was for the American Music Festival at Fitzgerald.
Yeah, right.
Just an absolute madhouse. So we're very much looking forward to being back in Chicago.
I would assume, being from North Carolina, there's probably a great, robust Americana scene there, a country scene. When you come to Chicago and you play places like Fitzgerald or even doing the headquarters this weekend or Empty Bottle, you got to recognize there's a scene here as well. Does that surprise you that Chicago has such a alt-country Americana scene?
A little bit, but I don't know. Country just seems like the kind of genre where these little pockets of folks pop up all over, where there's sort of a hardcore love of the genre of country music.
The album is called Years, and it's a follow-up to Sidelong. You've had a great couple years with both these records. Years just came out and got a great review by Greg Cott in the Chicago Tribune. Talk about the evolution. What sets Years apart from the work that you've done in the past?
Sidelong, our first release, was more of a very fresh, very raw kind of approach. The band had not been together all that long, and we didn't really have any extensive touring history when we went into the studio to record it. And when we re-released Sidelong on Bloodshot and really started touring, just cohesively, we're a lot tighter as a band, we're a lot closer as a band family. And it's Years is a little different because we've been together for so long. Mm-hmm. And when we went into the studio to record Years, you know how it is, you're releasing your sophomore album, there's a lot more intensity and the pressure's higher because you've got to avoid that sophomore slump and make an album that's equally as good, if not better, than your initial release.
Are you guys as a band thinking about that? Do you think about that when you're writing the music, putting it together to make sure that it stands apart or improves upon what you did with your last record?
Not so much the songwriting. The songwriting just happens. That's all me. But as a band, certainly when we're considering arrangements and intros and outros and where we want to place the solos and the general feel of the song and the dynamics of the song, that's certainly something that we take into consideration. And the arrangement itself is the one thing about the song that we all collaborate on. So when I write a song, I come up with a loose arrangement. Then I bring it to the band, we start playing around with it, and especially when you record the way that we do, which is live, there's a lot of pre-production that goes into it.
Right.
There's a lot of rehearsals and just making sure that we make things the best that they can be.
As a singer-songwriter and a musician with a backup band, do you have to learn that? Does that come natural to give away some of that collaboration, to give away some of that power when it comes to how it's going to be arranged and how it's going to be recorded?
It does, and I don't think that that's necessarily the way it is for all bands, but certainly within the context of the Disarmers, you're looking at a group of super vets that have been doing this for a long time, that have a really interesting and varied amalgamation of skill sets and experience and certainly, you know, history playing with other bands in other arenas. So to me, it feels completely natural to, you know, defer to my bandmates and to consider any and every suggestion that they come up with. I have a lot of respect for them as human beings, but also as musicians.
Singer-songwriter Sarah Shook and her band, The Disarmers, will be at Empty Bottle on Friday. They're also doing an acoustic set at Bloodshot Headquarters on Sunday. I'm curious about this with musicians. Which part do you like the best? Which part of the musical process of, is it the writing the songs? Is it the loose arrangements? Is it the recording? Is it the touring? Is it the marketing? What part of being a professional musician do you like the best?
Definitely the touring. It's chaotic and wild, and no two days, no two nights are the same, and you kind of never know what kind of situation you're getting thrown into. And that can be a really good experience when you're traveling with a group of people that are completely used to rolling with the punches. And, you know, there's always going to be bumps in the road, but we're all on board and we're all in it together. And it's a really good family of folks.
As an Americana act, you, which is the fancy word for country, I guess. But as you know, one of the great things about your sound is you can play a lot of different types of venues. So when you're on tour, I would assume that you play like Empty Bottle on Friday, which is in Chicago known as a kind of an alt-rock punk club. And you also can find yourself at the more traditional honky-tonk clubs on tours throughout the country. Do you find yourself each time you come to a different town playing a different type of venue?
A lot of the time, yes, that is the case. And it's a pretty cool thing to be able to do that. Not all country bands can do that. You know, we're just as home in, you know, a dirty punk rock dive bar as we are in a really nice venue in New York City. Like, we kind of fit in everywhere, and that's a good thing, and we don't take it for granted.
As this album gets good reviews and more people talk about it and the tour continues, is the concept to go right into recording the next record? Obviously, this summer, here come the festivals and all the areas. What's next for you and the Disarmers?
So right now, we're on, I think we're on night five of a 50-day-long tour.
Wow.
We have an 18-day-long Northeast Midwest U.S. run. And then we have a day to get back to North Carolina, and then we fly to Scandinavia for a 32-day-long tour. So with those, back-to-back, it's looking pretty busy. And then I think we're only home for like a week, and then my guitarist, Eric Peterson, and I start driving the van and the trailer out west to Denver, Colorado for a West Coast tour. We'll be going up to Calgary. We'll be going to the UK in the fall for at least a month. So really, really, the touring demands have just been just very surprising in a very good way. And
wow.
So it looks like this year that's going to be the focus. And at some point in all that madness, I got to get my songs together for the next album and hopefully going into the studio in early 2019 to record that.
You mentioned the word focus. There has to be a lot of focus that goes into approaching a tour like that. All the dates you just mentioned, and months after months after months on the road. How do you prepare for something like that? How do you get your mind wrapped around it? And not just your mind, but your body ready and your voice ready for that kind of stress?
I mean, 50 days is certainly by far the longest we've ever been out. And I don't really know how to put into words how you prepare for it, because you kind of just get in the van and go. And yeah, I mean, a big part of the success of these tours is based on the team of people that we've built around ourselves. Our manager, Kathy Russell, our tour manager, Eric Galabiro, like these are the people that aren't necessarily in the forefront, but we, you know, we rely on them for a big part of our success. You know, these are taking care of your people and acknowledging your crew and giving that kind of credit when credit's due is really important.
Well, Sarah Shook and the Disarmers will be coming to Chicago to play Empty Bottle on Friday. They're also going to have a acoustic set at Bloodshot headquarters on Sunday as they embark on their tour to end all tours. Sarah Shook, thanks so much. Thanks so much for joining us on The Download tonight. We appreciate it.
Yes, thanks for having me.
You can't tell me that.